Test 75, Section 1, Question 10. Now, with this one, we are looking for the principle that would strengthen the argument. And so we're going to look for a giant if-then that links the if to the then. And it says, copyright statutes benefit society by providing incentive to produce original works. So they help society by giving you incentive to create stuff. And so some kind of copyright statute is justified. So basically, there's a good reason to have a copyright statute. But these statutes also represent a cost to society because they create protected monopolies. So, yeah, there's a reason for them, but they also have protected monopolies. And so there's a cost. In many countries, copyright statutes grant copyright protection for life of the author plus several decades. This is too long. Okay, so that's going to be our conclusion. This is too long since the societal benefit from the additional years of copyright is more than offset by the societal cost. So, essentially, our conclusion is it's too long. The evidence is that the benefit is more than offset by the cost. So we need something that's going to say if the cost of something outweighs the benefit, then it's too long. So a statute should be written in a way that eliminates any appearance of its being inconsistent with its aims. It's not really what it's saying. Copyright should be repealed if the conditions that originally justified it no longer hold true. Or a statute should be repealed. It's not really talking about repealing a statute. A statute that is justified in one country is justified in every country. Wow, that's not really at all what we're talking about. A statute should not limit rights unless it can be shown that it thereby enhances other rights. Wow, I don't really know if that's any good. I'm hoping E is good. And then if a statute is justified by its benefit to society, it should be designed so that its societal benefit always exceeds its societal costs. Ah, there we go. That's what we're looking for. That's the only one that talks about benefits outweighing costs, and therefore answer choice E is our correct response. The big thing with these, remember, you want to match the evidence and the conclusion. So therefore answer choice E is our correct one.